弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
声音吗 ？OK。感谢主，我们在主面前再有一次交通的机会。
Thanks the Lord for this fellowship again。
我们在读圣经以前先有点祷告。
And let's have more prayers before we start reading the scriptures。
主，我们感谢你。把我们从黑暗的权势下拯救出来。
Lord, we thank you for saving us from this darkness authority.
我们是在谢谢你，也把新的生命赐给我们。
We truly thank you for giving us the new life.
我们也谢谢你，来带领我们，还使我们留在地上，能够有经历这个生命以及生命成长的机会。
While we still stay on this earth, you let us have this experience of the life growing.
我们求你今天在借着我们在你面前等候交通的机会，向我们的心说话。
Through the time that we are waiting for you, please speak to us.
在你的宝血底下，我们求你遮盖，为你说话，为你翻译和听话的每一位。
Under your precious blood, please cleanse the one who speak and translate and hear listening to you.
我们也求你像讲的，像翻译的，像听的，说你要说的话。
And please speak to the one that who speak, translate and listen.
使我们在这当中遇见你，也听见你向我们所说的话。
So that we can meet you and hear the words you want us to hear.
你也堵住我们的破口。
And fill the loopholes.
让我们因着你的话。能够遇见你
，so that because of your word we can meet you。
也因着你的话，能够得到跟随你和认识你的那的道路和实际。
And because of your word we can see the way that you want us to walk on。
我们再一次不无依靠的把这一点的时间交托在你手中。
And we depend on no one else but you。
求你说话，我们等候在你的面前。
Please speak to us. We await before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
首先先读罗马书第六章十二到十九节。
Book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 12 to 19.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not offer the part of your body to sin.As instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the part of your body to Him as instrument of righteousness.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
What then shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin which leads to death.Or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆， 以至于成圣。
I put this in human terms because you are weak in your nature selves, just as you used to offer the part of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever increasing weakness. So now offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness.
再读十二章第一节第二节。
And let's read chapter 12.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我们再看十三章，从第一节到最后。
And let's turn to chapter 13 from verse 1.
在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities.
因为没有权柄不是出于神的。凡掌权的都是神所命的。
For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命。抗拒的，必自取刑罚。
Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves.
做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕。乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞。
For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you.
因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人。是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。
For he is God's servant to do you good, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer.
所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience.
你们纳粮也为这缘故，因他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。
This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing.
凡人所当得的，就给他；当得粮的，给他纳粮；当得税的，给他上税；当惧怕的，惧怕他；当恭敬的，恭敬他。
Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
凡事都不可亏欠，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全如律法。
Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
像那不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
The commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandments that may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law.
再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人， 要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Rather clothe yourselves with Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
我们再读另外一节圣经，在但以理书第二章。
Let's turn to another scripture in Book of Daniel, chapter 2.
Daniel 第二章第四十四节。
Verse 44.
当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever.
我们一段时间以来，我们在持续地看从罗马书来看奉献的意义。
There is for quite a time that we are reading Book of Romans to understand consecration.
奉献对一个基督徒是最重要的事情。
Consecration is the most important issues in Christians.
所以当我们一奉献，我们是属神国度的，就可以显明出来。
So once we start consecration, and then if we belong to the kingdom of God, it will reveal.
当我们真的把自己奉献给主，我们有神的生命在我们身上，也会被显明出来。
Once we start the consecration, and our life will reveal that we belong to the Lord.
当我们把自己奉献给主，我们的生活就可以活在新的国度和新的生命里面。
Once we do the consecration, our life will live in this new kingdom.
不但如此，当我们奉献给主之后，圣灵在我们身上可以很直接的感动我们，向我们说话，带领我们，或者禁止我们，管教我们。
After the consecration, the Holy Spirit can directly edify us, discipline us, and to remind us.
所以奉献的人他很容易经历圣灵在他身上的工作。
For those who had consecration, they can experience the work of Holy Spirit.
没有奉献的人，他虽然是属神的，但圣灵在他身上的工作，他感觉不明显，或者他不知道。
The one who did not consecrate, even though they belong to the Lord's kingdom, they don't have this direct feeling from the Holy Spirit.
所以真正奉献的人，他可以认识，他可以尝到，或者他可以交通于主的死，主的复活。
The true consecrated person can experience Lord, can have the fellowship on the Lord's death and resurrection.
在消极上，他可以受神的禁止，受圣灵的禁止。
Pessimistically, the one that is consecrated will be controlled by God.
在积极方面，他可以顺着圣灵，让这个生命在他身上长大。
But optimistically, this person can grow in Holy Spirit according to God's guidance.
不但长大，而且呢，能够胜过所有一切的环境。
Not just grow, but also overcome all the difficulties.
不但胜过环境，而且带来神的心意当中，借着神的儿女，借着基督徒，对宇宙各样需要恢复的，能够逐渐的恢复。
Not just overcome difficulties, but also can bring down the restorations that God wants to bring.
这是在个人身上可以经历到。
And this is a person who can experience personally.
所以为什么有一些的家庭正在破碎的关键，或者正在破碎的时候，信了主之后，神就做了恢复的工作，甚至家庭能够恢复起来。
So this is why you see a breaking down families after they become, after they believe in Jesus, Lord can restore the family.
但是神给我们的经历不停留在个人层面。
But Lord, give us this experience not to just stay in personal level.
神的心意是要得到团体的基督，是要得到一个基督的身体。
Lord wants us to experience this Jesus Christ as a body in collectively.
个人虽然有丰富的经历组，但是他如果不能进到团体，在神面前不够满足。
A person even though have abundant experience, but if they do not enter into a body, it's not perfect.
所以在罗马书十二章一开始的时候，就是保罗的劝勉，要把自己奉献，将身体献上，当作活祭。
And therefore, in the book of Romans, chapter 12, that Paul had told us to offer ourselves.
这一奉献就能进到侍奉的实际。
And once you offer yourself, then you can enter into this reality of serving.
所以侍奉的开始不是做事。
So serving doesn't start from doing work.
如果你做了很多事，但是你没有奉献，在神的话来看，还没有开始侍奉。
If you did a lot of work, but you have not consecrated, then it's not the starting.
这个奉献。是侍奉的开始。
The offering is the beginning of the service.
也是敬拜的开始。
And also the beginning of worship.
同时是这个人更新变化的开始。
At the same time is the beginning of your change.
也是这个人明白神旨意的开始。
And also the beginning of understanding God's will.
所以如果我们这个人不奉献，你说要明白神的旨意，太困难。
So if we don't offer ourselves, we cannot understand God's will.
不是太困难，就没机会。
Not only just difficult to understand, but you might not have the chance to understand.
在罗马书十二章讲完奉献之后，马上就告诉我们说，教会的生活是基督身体的生活。
And immediately after the book of Romans talking about offering your bodies, it mentioned about the church life.
所以我们真的如果把自己奉献给主，我们才能真正过教会的生活。
So once we consecrate ourselves, then we can truly experience the church life.
我们自己观察我们自己，我们观察弟兄姊妹，很明显就知道。
We should examine ourselves and other brothers and sisters, and you will see.
什么原因叫我们不能过教会生活？
What are the reasons that we cannot live in church life?
如果我没有奉献，我根本就不可能跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
If I do not offer ourselves, I cannot be with brothers and sisters.
所以如果我没有把自己奉献，我没有办法进到基督身体的实际，基督身体的交通里面。
So if I do not consecrate myself, I cannot enter into this church body's fellowship.
所以要过教会生活，首先要把自己奉献出来。
So the first thing before we can experience church life is to consecrate, offer ourselves.
所以教会生活不是用想。
This is not staying in our mind.
教会生活是你把自己交给主，你也把自己交在弟兄姊妹当中。
Church life is you consecrate yourself to the Lord and also to the brothers and sisters.
你不能把自己交给主，你没有办法把你自己放在弟兄姊妹当中。
If you give yourself to the Lord but not to among the brothers and sisters,
如果你没有办法把你自己彻底的交给主，任何弟兄姊妹都可能成为你把你绊解的因素。
If you do not completely offer yourself to the Lord, any one of the brothers and sisters among you can be a stumbling block to you.
所以要进入身体的生活，要奉献。
So to enter into this body life, we have to consecrate ourselves.
但是主救我们，不是只把我们留在弟兄姊妹当中。
But Lord save us, not just let us remain among brothers and sisters.
主还把我们放在这个世界里。
Lord also put us in this earth.
这个世界没有得救、没有信主的还是大多数。
The majority of the people on this world is still unbelievers.
所以十三章就告诉我们，主要借着教会向这世界做国度的见证。
And therefore, in the chapter 13, Lord told us that He wants to reveal His kingdom through the church.
不但做国度的见证，神也借着这样的一个机会在建造他自己的国度。
Not just to testify for this kingdom of God, but also to build this kingdom.
在这一章里面至少有三个重点。
There are three main points in this chapter 13.
第一个是见证神的权柄。
First thing is to testify God's authority.
第二个是见证神的爱。
And the second one is to testify God's love.
第三个方面是见证神的光和神的时间。
And the third is to testify God's light and time.
每次讲到神的权柄的时候，大家都是不太愿意听。
Every time we do not like to listen to God's authorities.
因为这跟我们是很强，是一个很强的抵触。
Because this is conflict to us.
但是如果你从主的话，你明白神的心意，你就发现这是神把他恢复宇宙万物一个重大的托付给神的儿女。
But if you understand God's word, you will see that this is the way that he restored the universe through the children of God.
在这个见证上如果能做得好，它是带来宇宙的重大恢复。
If we can act on this testimony, it will bring the restoration to the universe.
而且是对神有真正的认识。
And also reveal the true knowledge to God.
他特别提到没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
It also mentioned that all the authorities came from God.
就是神安排的。
It is assigned by God.
不管我们觉得喜欢或不喜欢，是神安排的。
No matter we like it or not, it's instituted by God.
所以神的权柄，神显明他的智慧。
So the authority from God has revealed his wisdom.
这个世界不知道神的权柄。
This world doesn't understand authority.
但神借着认识他的人 来做见证。
But God has used the people who know him to testify for him.
我在思想这个的时候，我觉得大以理哈，大以理书哈，几乎是这个见证的很鲜活的那一面。
While I was thinking about this topic, I thought about the book of Daniel. Daniel is the true review of this topic.
大以理他是那一批犹大国被掳的到巴比伦的其中一个。
Daniel was one of those captured and brought to brought to Babylon.
那他呢是很聪明的，结果被选来准备要被受栽培的人。
He is one of those intelligent youth and was chosen to be trained.
他和他三个朋友都被选到。
He and his three friends were chosen.
结果他们要把这个王的用的饮食，王的东西要给他们。
And they were served with king's food.
但是这个但以理他就觉得这些东西他不能要，因为什么？后面有拜偶像的事情，后面有这个得罪神的东西。
But Daniel rejected these food because these food were used to offer to other gods.
所以他们愿意为神的缘故分别为圣。
So they were willing to be sanctification. Separated for the Lord.
他们在主面前也祷告，所以他们就在太监长和服侍他们人面前蒙恩典。
They also pray before the Lord, and therefore they receive exceptions.
结果神的恩典在他们身上，所以他们的食物分别为圣，他们人就分别为圣。
And because of the grace from the Lord, they receive the separated food, and they were sanctified by the Lord.
那后来这个尼布甲尼撒王他做了一个梦，他自己都忘记了。
And then King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream that he even forgot.
那神借着一个奇妙的过程，让但以理能够把这个梦解开。
Through the miracle process, God revealed this dream to Daniel.
其实神是告诉这个尼布甲尼撒王，这地上的国是从巴比伦开始，还有波斯帝国，还有希腊帝国，甚至到罗马帝国一直到现在。
And actually through this dream, Lord is revealing to the king Nebuchadnezzar that it started from
Babylon 帝国
Babylon
波斯帝国
and then Persian
希腊帝国
and then Greek
罗马帝国
and then Roman
一直到世界的末了
and then till the end of the world.
而且呢神要另立一国来整个做时代的转换。
And Lord wants to set up a different kingdom to change the world.
但是这个尼布甲尼撒王他只听到巴比伦这一段。
But King Nebuchadnezzar only heard about Babylon.
所以他希望呢， 他的梦呢不能完全实现，他所以他只要一切都是金头就好了。
So he only want to remain in that golden head.
后来呢，他就自己造了一个像，那个大像，那要大家去拜他。
And then he made a big statue so that everyone can worship him.
那凡是不拜他的呢，他就要把他丢在火窑里面，能够被烧死。
And those who do not worship him is going to thrown into the fire pit.
所有的人都拜，只有但以理三个朋友，就是不理他。
Everyone worshipped except those three friends of Daniel.
那他们有人就控告他们，就把他带到尼布甲尼撒王
面前。Someone accused them and brought them to the king Nebuchadnezzar.
然后就控告他说，他们三个不拜，如果照着王的规定，那就是要丢到火窑里面。
And they reported to the king that these three people refused to worship the statue, so they should be thrown into the furnace.
那这个王呢，就再给他一次机会。我们再吹笛，再奏音乐。你们如果现在拜还来得及，最后一次机会。
The king gave them the last chance after making the music and have them worship.
但是他们什么，就是不拜。
But they refused.
结果呢，他们把火窑呢加热七倍，就把他们丢进去。
And then the king ordered the furnace to be burnt up seven times hotter.
但是在丢进之前说，我们是绝对不会拜的。我们的神，或者我们的神呢，我所信靠的神，他会救我脱离这个火窑，也会救我脱离你的手。
But they still refused because they believed that the Lord would save them from this burning fire.
他说，几乎不然，我们也不愿意拜。
And even if we were not saved, we will still not worship you.
这是一个在神面前顺服神的权柄，但是呢，他是高于人的权柄。
This is someone who has perfect obedience to the Lord, which is above the authority of king.
那这是不是他们没有顺服王的权柄？
But is that they refuse to obey the king authority?
那这个跟我们在罗马书十三章讲的有没有什么冲突？
So is there any conflict from what we just read about Daniel and the conflict with the book of Romans chapter 13?
其实呢没有冲突。
In fact, there is none.
因为罗马书十三讲的，它是讲地位上的顺服。
Because in the book of Romans, it is about the obedience of your status.
什么叫地位上的顺服？就是我的地位是站在该顺服的地位上，我就接受这个地位。
Because if I should obey to the authority, then I will accept the authority.
但在王面前看呢，你没有听我的话，那就丢火窑。
Before the king just believed that you should be punished if you don't listen to him.
他说，因为我没有照你的话做，我丢火，我就心甘情愿被丢火窑。
And because I did not obey you, then I am willingly to be put into the fire.
我还是顺服，
这
是地位上的顺服。
And this is the status of
the king. 王的吩咐抵触了神的旨意。
Is the disobedience is because the king's command is conflict with God's command.
结果呢，就真的把他们三个人都丢进去了。
So those three were thrown into the fire.
把他们抬进去的人呢，通通被烧死了。
The one who put them into it were also burned to death.
但是王一看，不是丢进去三个人吗？怎么变成四个人在里面走来走去啊？
And the king were watching, and he see that not just three people, but four people walking in the fire.
衣服也没烧起来，头发没烧起来，什么都没烧，就是在那个火窑里面在那走来走去。
They were not burnt at all. Their clothes and their hair were not burnt. They were just walking in the fire.
后来，王就把他们叫出来。
And then the king called them out.
所有大臣围着他们看看。烧了怎么回事？
All the king's servants were looking at these three people.
不但身体没有烧，衣服也没烧，头发也没烧。
Their body were not burned. Their clothes, their hair were all not burned.
而且身体出来呢，一点都没有被烧过的味道。
And their body came out without any smell of burnt.
就是，然后那个尼布甲尼撒王说，这三位所信的神是至高的神。
And therefore Nebuchadnezzar realized that the God that these three believed in is the true God.
他们三位不但是脱离了火窑的这个死亡。
These three not only escaped the death of fire.
从此以后，尼布甲尼撒王说，你们可以不用拜了。 都不用拜。
And then from there on, the king Nebuchadnezzar told these three people that you never will need to be required to worship my statue.
神要借着神的儿女，使这地上的人认识这至高的神。
God wants to allow us through the believers to show to the other people.
如果神的儿女没有像但以这三个朋友有这样的态度，你恐怕没有机会让地上人知道神是至高的。
If God's children cannot behave like these three friends of Daniel, then the other people on the earth would never realize God's authority.
是至高者在人的国中掌权。
The supreme God is in authority among people.
但以你自己也亲身经历同样类似的情形。
And Daniel himself has personally experienced similar events.
巴比伦帝国过去了，现在进到波斯帝国。
The kingdom of Babylon passed and it entered into the Persians.
但以你在那个时候已经是非常出名，因为他在巴比伦帝国的时候就已经是很出名的人，结果他就转到下一个朝代，他更出名。
Daniel has already been a popular person in the kingdom of Babylon, and then he became more popular in entering into Persian kingdom.
而且那个波斯的大力巫王呢，他呢希望但以理是他三个总长里面的最高最大的，他要掌实权。
And the king of Persia wants Daniel to be the highest servant of all these ministers.
可是呢，这个大臣呢，大家都不愿意。
But all the other ministers rejected.
想办法来找但以理的麻烦。
And want to find trouble to Daniel.
但找来找去呢，实在是但以理太完全了，都找不到。
But Daniel was so perfect that they couldn't accuse him.
最后他想说呢，那只有从他敬拜神这件事情来找他的麻烦。
So that they could only find trouble from his worship.
就他们就定了一个法律，他们向王要求定一个法律说，在三十天之内，除了向王求东西以外，任何向人或者向这个神明什么求的呢，都要被丢在狮子坑里面去。
So they set up a trick that within 30 days, anyone who worship other gods should be put into this lion pit.
结果这个法律的真的制定了。
And this law was commanded by the king.
但以理知道不知道这个法律？
Did Daniel know about this law?
但以理知道。
Daniel knew.
但以理知道这个法律之后怎么办呢？
So what did he do?
他是不是因为有这个法律，所以我就避过这三十天，我这三十天呢就不亲近神了。
So is it because of this law then he avoided worship Lord for the 30 days?
没有，圣经上记载说，但以理照他平常的方式，每天三次，向着耶路撒冷那个方向敬拜耶和华，敬拜神。
Daniel continued to worship the Lord facing towards Jerusalem three times a day.
所以是不是地上碰到反对神的光，反对神的情况，我们就应该跟亲近神的这个亲近呢就中断了呢。
So for us, while we are living on this earth, if we face the opposition to the Lord, shall we follow and interrupt our worship to the Lord?
但以理不这样做。
Daniel did not do that.
他知道这个法律。
He knew about this law.
他继续的每天照常的亲近神。
He continued to fellowship with the Lord.
很快的，那些大臣就发现了他没有照法律行事。
Very quickly, all the other ministers found him wrong in the worship.
就去报告王，然后就把但以理抓出来。
And so they reported to the king and catch Daniel.
他违反这个波斯不能改变的法律，三十天之内他没有照规定，现在他应该受处分。
He had not followed the rules within the 30 days, so he should be punished.
所以王也没话讲，因为有这个法律，王只好呢。王是不愿意想救他，但是没有方法可以救他。
The king wanted to save him, but he could not because of the law.
所以只好呢，被这个大臣呢，这些大臣统统把他带去，丢在狮子坑里面去。
So Daniel was put into the lion pit.
但是神呢，封住这狮子的口。虽然但以理在狮子坑里面呢，他跟狮子在那里和平相处。
Even though Daniel was among the lions, but God has sealed this lion's mouth.
就但以理在狮子坑里面是可以安息的。
So Daniel was peaceful in the lion pit.
但是这个王呢，他那天晚上就睡不着觉，他 不但睡不着觉，饭也吃不下，这个什么娱乐也通通都不要了，因为什么？他心里很难过。
But the king was very sad. He lost all the appetite and all the joyness.
所以到第二天早上，哎，这个王呢，赶快跑到狮子口呢，跑到狮子坑口说：“丹羽，丹羽，你还在吗？”
The second day, he went. The king went to the pit and asked, "Daniel, are you there?"
你所侍奉的神真的会救你吗？
The God that you served has saved you or not?
丹羽说。我所侍奉的神叫狮子啊，不吞我，不吃我，而且还和平相处。
Daniel said that the God that I served had asked his lions not to eat me.
很快的就把他拉上来。
And then Daniel was saved.
结果那个王呢就说，那些告他的人呢把他丢下去。
And the king had punished those who accused Daniel.
他们还没掉下，还没有掉到那个坑底呢，已经被狮子头撕裂了。
Those people were thrown into the lion pit, and even before they reached the bottom of the lion pit, the lion had already hurt and eaten them.
那狮子等了很久，我一个晚上没东西吃了。
The lion has been hungry for the whole night.
终于给我了。
Finally, there are someone that thrown under.
而且神借着大鱼向王，向当时的人证明，耶和华是至高的神。
Through Daniel, Lord had used him to testify that the Jehovah is the greatest Lord.
要顺服至高的权柄。
We have to obey the highest authority.
所以，今天神要借着神的儿女在这个地上，也让人认识至高者在人的国中掌权。
And therefore, through the believers, Lord wants us to reveal to the other unbelievers that God's authority is ruling on this earth.
甚至让人认识到说。神如果把这个权柄的机会给某一些人，这是神安排的。你不用自高，你也不用骄傲。
And even to make people understand that when God gives authority to other people to rule, we should not be envy or jealous.
你反而要在这样的机会中认识神至高的权柄。
And we should through such events to understand God's authority.
那神他。这个借着神的儿女把神的权柄彰显是有什么好处？
Through the God's authority to reveal God's love.
神是要把神的良善带到这个地上来。
God wants to bring the kindness to the earth.
神的良善，你知道他这里讲说，这个做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可以得他的称赞。
God's servant to do you good, but if you do wrong, be afraid. But if you do good, you do not need to be afraid.
所以这个行善，不像是我们所想的，就是好像是修桥铺路。
So to do good is not just making road.
在这个彼得前书第二章有这么一段话。
In the first Peter, it has this verse.
第十三节开始。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切的制度，或是在上的君王。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men.
这个顺服也是讲地位上的顺服。
And this obedience is about the status.
好，然后下面讲说十四节说，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣长。
Or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who are wrong and to commend those who do right.
因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
你看这段话的行善是什么意思？
And what is the good mentioned in this paragraph?
这段话的行善意思就是你是被摆在一个顺服的地位上，你就站在照神的旨意来顺服的话，这就是行善。
When you do good according to God's will, then this is doing good.
不但是行善，而且可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
Not just be doing good, but also silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
因为一般我们这个人是不会愿意顺服。
Usually we are not willing to obey.
这个顺服是因为他有新造的生命在他身上，他才可以顺服。
This obedience comes from the new life.
旧的生命 是没有顺服的能力，就是想顺服也没有办法。
Our old self cannot obey even if we are willing to obey.
但是这新的生命它是基督的生命，所以呢它不但能顺服神，它也顺服神所安排的那样的一个甚至不合理的环境。
But this new life comes from Christ, so they can obey the one from God and even the one that God arranged.
这是神叫神的儿女站在顺服的地位，显出顺服的实际，来让那一个好像在权柄上在地位上比他高的来认识神的权柄。
This is God's children to be put in this obedience to reveal God's authority.
这是一个很困难的见证。
It's a difficult testimonial.
但是这是一个神的儿女是一个真实可以经历的东西。
But this is something God's children can experience.
所以如果神你不能够真正的顺服神，你根本就做不出这个见证出来。
If we cannot obey God, we cannot testify.
所以这有一个良善，就是什么？把基督那个顺服生命的良，说明顺服生命的那个特性写明出来，这就是一种行良善。
And so the doing good is to reveal Christ's characteristics, and this is doing good.
在权柄的见证这一方面，也是神要借着这样的顺服的机会，让神的儿女真正的进到灵里面的生活。
Through this testimonial of authority, God allowed His children to enter into His kingdom.
他说，第十三章第五节，所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑法，也是因为良心。
Chapter 13, Book of Romans, verse 5. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience.
一个清楚蒙恩得救的人。
The one who is clear about the salvation.
一个灵里面的光景正常的人。
The one who has a normal spiritual life.
他该顺服不该顺服，他自己知道。
They know whether time to obey or not.
为什么知道？因为他有良心。
Why would they know? Because they have the conscience.
他有一个新鲜的、一个活的良心。
They have a living and fresh conscience.
所以他能够知道神要他在这个环境里面顺服下来。
So they will know when was the time that God wanted them to obey.
所以顺服不单是因为刑法的缘故，所以不是悠悠愁愁的顺服。
So obey is not just because of afraid of punishment.
顺服是因为良心。
But because of conscience.
因为你的灵里面受神的引导。
Because your spirit is guided by God.
所以许多时候神是很幽默、很奇妙的神。
So God sometimes is being humorous.
有时候我们好像说纯粹从灵里面去感受，我们感受不来。
Sometimes we will say that we don't have any feelings in our spiritual.
神借着把一些环境放在我们周围，要叫我们因着这个环境来提醒我们的，使我们的灵里面呢也能够跟环境能够呼应起来。
But sometimes God put us into a situation that the situation will raise up our conscience.
所以这是很宝贵。
This is precious.
所以顺服不单是一个好像是一个外面的方面，其实是从心里面开始。
So obedience is not just from the outward actions, but from inside.
所以因为这样子，所以神呢也使这个地上的这些神的差役啊，就是这些做官的啦，这些长的圣经讲是他的差役，他是神的差役，他们该得粮的就得粮，该受尊敬就尊敬他啊，这是神的安排。
And therefore God has told us to obey to the one who are in authority. If they should get the tax, then they should then we should pay them the tax.
所以这个呢是神借着神儿女要做的见证。
This is a testimony that God's children has to do.
借着在地位上的顺服，借着实际上能够对于这个神这个地上行政的这个情况，神借着神的儿女来显出神的同在。
Through the status obedience, God also wants us to reveal His authority to those who governing.
那另外一面呢？神要借着神的儿女来把神的爱能够显明出去。
And on the other side, God wants to show His love through the children of God.
在罗马书十三章说第八节说，爱人的就完全的律法。
Book of Romans chapter 13 verse 8 it says, "Let no debt remain outstanding."
所以 这个跟马太福音第五章是完全呼应的。
And this corresponds to book of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章是讲到这个天国的律法。
Book of Matthew chapter 5 mentioned about the Beatitudes.
一面讲说古人说怎样怎样，然后主说怎样怎样。
One side said our forefathers said this, and Jesus Christ said this.
主说你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
And Jesus told them that if your righteousness does not supersede the Pharisees, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
但是讲下去呢，讲到最后就讲到神的爱。
But to the end of the teaching, Jesus talked about love.
这个爱呢，怎么就是说，神爱这个好人，神也爱歹人。
That God loves the good and the bad.
所以呢，神的爱是普遍的，给出去的。
So this is a general love that God gave out to everyone.
而且叫神的儿女说，你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And they also call the children of God to be perfect like the Father heaven in the heaven.
所以讲到律法的后来的时候呢，不是光讲到义，是变成神的爱要借着满足律法的要求给出去。
So talking about the laws, it changed from righteousness to love.
而且主说还要为爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
And love your enemies, pray for them.
所以这里面都远超过律法的要求。
This supersedes the law's requirement.
所以保罗说，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
And therefore, Paul says that no debt outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another.
就是我们读到这些话的时候，我们是不是被主的引导到一个地步呢？能够不但超越律法的要求，而且什么能够把神的爱能够给出去。
So while we are reading these scriptures, can we reach to a point that not just obeying, but also give out the love that God gave us?
我们必须承认，我们在这上面真的是亏欠很多。
We should admit that we are in the shortfall in this respect.
我们甚至连顺从圣灵来满足律法的要求都还没达到。
We have not even reached to a point that to obey the Holy Spirit, to reach to the law.
那要更进一步，能够把神的爱能够给出去，我们还差得很远。
We are still far away from the next step to give out God's love.
但是主的话给我们是一个鼓励，叫我们能够更认真的顺服主，以至于主能把我们带到那个实际里面去。
But God gives us these words to encourage us so that we can know Him better and to bring us into His reality.
这个世界的人是没有办法认识，自凭自己来认识。
The worldly people cannot understand by themselves.
需要借着神的儿女，需要借着教会。
They have to know through the children of God and church.
所以这个爱的给出去是已经满足的超越的律法的程度。
So this love, giving out the love,has superseded the law.
那在这里呢，你可以看到，他说，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，第九节，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话。
For this very reason.
第九节，13第九。
The commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule, love your neighbor as yourself.
这段话给我们看到，在神的爱里面哈，没有不义的东西。
And then you can see that in the love of God, there is no unrighteousness.
跟我们地上讲爱是不一样。
It's different with the love that we talk about on this earth.
他说不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在这个包呢，是像归向于头那个字，就是使天上地上一切所有在基督里同归于那个归于那个字，同一个字。
Do not commit about adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not covet. And whatever other commandment there may be, summed up in this one rule.
所以你可以看到这个话里面，神的爱里面是不但没有不义，也没有任何不良的动机。
So you can see that in God's love, there is no unrighteousness.
因为我们这个人常常是目的取向。
Because we always change the meaning of words.
我记得有一个弟兄曾经这样讲。
And there was this brother that I remember he said.
他在公车上看到一个长得非常俊美的一个女士。
That he was in this public transportation and he saw this very pretty girl.
他就跟神祷告说，主啊，你若把她给我当我的妻子的话，我就一生忠心的侍奉。
And so he prayed to the Lord that, Lord, if you give her as my wife, I'll serve you forever.
就果然是结婚了，是追上。
So he did marry this girl.
就发现了两个人走的路没有办法完全重新走。
And he found out that they cannot be unified in the same way.
不是神不想祝福这个婚。
Not that God doesn't want to bless this marriage.
他起头的动机上就已经。
But his first intention.
啊，所以如果传福音哈，你是带着动机去传福音的，这个福音都不会传得完全。
So if you spread the gospel with any intention, then this gospel is not perfect.
传福音就单纯的传神国度的福音。
You spread the gospel purely about God's kingdom.
把人带到神面前去。
Bring people to God.
不要顺便沾一个光，说这样子我就捞一点好处回来。
And do not think that you will be benefit from this gospel spreading.
聚会也是一样。
For gathering, same thing.
弟兄们在一起聚会，你知道，有时候我们说我们是去聚会，但是我们是去看某些人，或者是去想某些问某些的目的。
Same thing when we go to a gathering, we might think that, oh, okay, and then I can also see this person and get some other purpose done.
如果弟兄姊妹在一起聚集，不能单单纯纯的聚集。
If brothers and sisters cannot just gather for the gathering purpose.
如果后面还存在这些因素，有奸淫啊，有杀人，有偷盗，有贪婪在后头的话，那这个聚会是没有神的同在的。
And there is still adultery, murder, still convert among those gatherings, then there is no gathering in the God's name.
这些东西都是从我们身上要出去的。
All these things has to leave us.
这些东西在新造人身上是没有的。
All these things should not exist in the new person.
所以这是最主要借着教会向世人做见证，是自己要先进入这个世界。
These are the things that we have to testify as a church, but as a person, we have to do it first.
因为单纯归向神，所以呢，他才有把人能够带到神面前的机会。
Because you are towards God purely, then you have the opportunity to bring other people to the God.
所以神要借着他的爱，也把还没有认识他的带到神的面前。
So God wants to bring other people through His love.
在这一章里面，神要借着神的儿女来见证神是光明的神。
The Lord wants to testify that He is the God with light.
我们进的是光明的国度。
We are entering into the kingdom of light.
而且呢，是要把那个天国的时代要带进来。
And also bring in the kingdom of heaven into this earth.
所以他说，晓得今天呢、啊。现今就是趁早该睡醒的时候，我们要知道时间的紧迫性。
And therefore, it mentioned that understand the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber.
虽然弟兄姊妹在一起聚集，十分的美好。
Even though it's so good to be together gathering.
虽然弟兄姊妹互相的扶持，就十分的宝贵。
Even though it's so precious, the brothers and sisters help each other.
但是弟兄姊妹在一起聚集真正的目的是，主赶快来。
But the purpose of our gathering should be welcoming Lord's return.
不能把主赶快来放在后头，而是放在第一位。
We should not put that purpose in the last.
所以我们今天要活在光明的实际里面。
So today we have to live in the light.
而且求主把那个时间的紧迫感赐给我。
And give us this pressure of time.
主如果盼望能赶快来跟他的心腹相会，那我们。如果是我们还是很喜欢在这世界上的一切，那恐怕跟主相会的机会时间要再往后推。
If Lord has this urge to come to meet His new bride, but we are not ready and we are still loving the world, then of course this time of meeting the bride has to be delayed.
我们实在需要主多多的向我们启示和显现他的宝贵。
We want Lord to reveal His precious to us.
宝贵到一个地步，我们真愿意能够，如果主说马上来，我们是欢欢喜喜的去。
Precious to a point that if the Lord said, I'm coming right at this time, and we'll be so happy and joyful.
如果我们真的有这样的心愿的话，如果我们有什么受了一点的迟延，或者说受一点影响，或受一点误会的时候，我们要赶快跟主恢复正常的关系。
If we truly have this expectation, and then when we have any delay, we should restore our relationship with the Lord immediately.
也好，也许我正现在正是昏昏沉沉在那里睡，在那里啊。沉迷在这个世界上面。
Maybe I'm still enjoying this world and in the slumber.
正在那里沉睡的时候，主哪主来了。
And while I'm in the sleepy mode, the Lord returned.
被提的事发生了。
And those get exalted.
结果取去一个，撇下一个，我可能就成为那个撇下的那个。
One get exalted and one get left. I may be the one who get left.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
从心理上，从心态上。到实际的生活上能够跟得上迎接他的再来。
From help us in our heart, in our attitude, that we can follow him.
所以趁早睡醒就是要把握机会，赶快趁早恢复跟主的关系。
And therefore wake up so that you can restore your relationship with the Lord.
睡醒就代表什么？我们已经复活了。
Wake up represents resurrection.
我们现在地位上已经复活了。求主怜悯我们，帮我们真正活在那个复活的实际。
Our status is resurrection, and may the Lord lead us in living this resurrected life.
如果我们活在那个复活的实际，我们就欢欢喜喜的迎接主的再来。
If we truly live in this resurrected life, then we will welcome Lord's return joyfully.
所以这里有一些功课。
And there is this lesson for us.
就是我们应该，他说要脱去暧昧的行为。戴上光明的兵器。
That we have to put aside the deed of darkness and put on the armor of light.
这个戴上就是穿上的意思。
To put on is to wear.
就是一面脱去，穿上。
And to take off and then put on.
所以基督徒在生命的成长过程中，这也是常常经历的。
And this is that we experience in our growth.
脱去旧造。
To take away the old one,
脱去暧昧的行为，
and to put aside the deed of darkness.
就是像前面讲那些奸淫的、那些杀人的、偷盗的、贪婪的，都要脱去。
Just as the one those verses mentioned, the adultery, murder, steal, and covet, those all will be all put aside.
脱去暧昧的行为，
to take away all these.Deed of darkness.
戴上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
光明的兵器是什么？
And what is the armor of light?
我想我给大家一节做参考。
And I'll give you one verse
as reference. 在以弗所书第五章第九节。
Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 9.
或者说我们从第八节第九节读第八节第九节。
Let's start from verse 8.
从前你们是暗昧，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人就当像光明的子女。
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
这里讲光明所结的果子就是良善、公义、诚实，就是真理。
It mentioned that fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
所以我们应该什么？活在神的良善里面。
So we should live in this goodness of God.
把神的良善穿上。
Put on the God's goodness.
也把神的公义穿上。
And put on God's righteousness.
也穿上神的真理。
And also put on God's truth.
这个人是满有神的同在。
And this person is full with God.
也使人能够遇见神。
And so that people can meet him.
所以在第十三章的最后他说什么？总要披戴基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
And therefore, in the last verse of chapter 13 in the book of Romans, it says, rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
所以 真正让人家看见，你披上了基督，人家看见，你就把基督的生命性情从你身上，从我身上能够彰显出来。
Once you clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, then you reveal God's Christ's characteristics through you.
他在后面又加一句，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
And then it added, do not think about how to gratify the desire of the sinful nature.
彼得讲了一句话，他说你们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Peter had warned us to restrict the desire of the sinful nature.
他说这个呢是与魂征战。
He mentioned that this is a fight with the soul.
所以我们如果常常去接触这些肉体情欲的东西。
So if we always be in touch with these soul matters.
或者让我们身上常常发肉体。
Or always reveal our sinful nature.
那我们的魂呢事实上是没有办法来思想主所要我们思想。
Then our soul cannot thought of God's will.
因为我们那些肉体的东西，肉体的引诱在我们身上有地位，结果我们的思想就是那些肉体的东西。
Because of all these temptations from the sinful natures has a status in us, then all we think of is all these sinful natures.
如果我们的思想、我们的情感都跟肉体挂钩。
If our thought and our mind are related all to all this, to our body.
那我们呢，在弟兄姊妹的生活，恐怕就落在肉体的层次。
Then our life with brothers and sisters will only be staying in the flesh level.
这里讲说不要为肉体安排，就是你不要主动去把你自己靠近这肉体。
Here it says, do not arrange for the desire of the sinful nature.
啊。那个彼得说是要禁戒，就是你要躲开。
Peter said to restrict, which is to avoid.
那这时候披戴基督，让人家看见，你让人家遇见的就遇见了主。
And once you clothe yourself with Lord Jesus Christ, then people will see Lord.
那叫主怜悯我们，能够成为他国度见证的器。
May the Lord have mercy on us so that we can testify for him.
让我们能见证他的权柄在地上。如同在天上。
That we can testify that his authority is on the earth as it is in heaven.
让我们见证他的爱实在是一个无限的，是永恒的，是超越人的想象的爱。
And that we can testify his love as an eternal love that supersedes any human thought.
而且这个爱是清洁的，是叫人受造就的。
And this is also a pure love that can build up people.
也见证神就是光，所以我们活在光中。
And also testify that God is light, and that we should live in light.
神的国度快到了，所以我们呢，我们就预备自己，能够快快迎接主国度来临。
God's kingdom is returning very soon, that we should prepare ourselves to receive it.
好，我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we give all these words back to you.
求你宝血遮盖，也给我们回头的亮光。
May your precious blood cover it and give us this enlightenment.
愿你圣灵来向我们解释我们没有讲清楚的部分。
May the Holy Spirit explain the parts that we do not explain clearly.
也求主只在启示你自己，也把我们带到那个国度见证的实际。
May the Lord reveal yourself and bring us into your kingdom.
谢谢你还给我们机会，求你成就你所要成就的。
Thank you for giving us opportunity and please establish the one that you want to build up.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.